double shot of Jerry's After Dark. Two more takes from Jerry.
I think you misspoke there.
Two more horny hot takes from Jerry.
And you have to say, and you know
exactly what I mean.
What are you looking at me for with those type of eyes?
I don't know. He always leans over to you and just gives you the stare.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. That's a comfortable introduction, eh, Dregs?
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, I am never
100% comfortable.
All right, good man. Good to see you. Good to have you.
Although I am watching and O is looking at you. Have you guys ever ordered a smoked turkey drumstick by itself in a restaurant?
Maybe the long roasted one? But not a smoked one.
Like
Henry
VIII type of thing? The drumstick.
Like the Fred Flintstone, for sure. And so I didn't have one myself, but I saw one. We're in a restaurant in Whitby last week. Two buddies ordered these. You could order them individually, wrapped in bacon.
Wow.
And I mean, it looked okay, and from all accounts, it was an absolute grand slam. Mm. So as those men were eyeing the drumsticks, that's how O was looking at you, Brian.
Well, I'm not sure how comfortable I am
anymore.
Like
a bacon-wrapped drumstick.
Just hungry in the middle.
Just
hungry.
A hint of smoke to it.
I've never heard of that before. Anytime you wrap bacon around basically anything, it's a grand slam.
I hear you, brother.
Effectively.
It's actually at a restaurant. You know, Brian, you live out this way. Bollocks in Whitby.
Oh, so I'm well aware.
Head in there and check it out.
Good little spot. Good little chip truck right around there, Dregs.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
Quick story. My financial advisor found his dog by going into the woods and cooking bacon to get the wafts in the air. And I was like, dude, weren't you afraid of bears or something? It's up in Collingwood, and sure enough, dog came back.
No way.
And no bears? Everything
nothing. No animals. But the dog just wheeled around the corner, and it was like a movie. You saw him in the distance. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
How do you cook bacon in the woods?
Like bring a little grill.
Like a skillet or something.
A little cast iron skillet. You're good to go. It reminds me, I was going through the internet this morning. I came across a story out of Manitoba. Some dude runs over what he thinks is a German shepherd, right?
It's
Manitoba. Wolf. Nah, well, close. It was like a hybrid coyote, like a Kai wolf or something. But this creature, obviously out of its mind, he picks it up off the gravel road, throws it into his car because he's heading to work, and drops it off at a vet clinic.
Well, none of you guess the Tommy Boy situation happens where the deer comes alive in the back seat.
Well, apparently trying to get it out of the vehicle was a bit of an incident. But he's petting it as he's driving to the vet clinic. I think he just ran over Buddy's dog, and it's like this wild wolf thing that actually came alive when he got to the clinic. So
that would be so terrifying.
He's lucky.
A wolf alive in your car.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you say George Foreman in the woods? I thought you said that.
Like, how are you going to plug it into a tree?
I knew you were going to come back on that. For crying out loud, there's probably a battery one.
Some sort of solar panel that you get stashed away from.
Right. Anyway, so there's a lot going on in the NHL, a lot going on here in Toronto as well. We've been talking about Freddie Anderson making his decision to play tonight, which we all admire. I mean, it goes against the grain a little bit in terms of the modern NHL, but Mitch Marner's returning tonight. We haven't talked a lot about Mitch Marner returning, and I think his absence has been pretty evident. I mean, there have been times where this team has lacked life, and he's a life saver in a lot of ways, and he plays with a certain energy, and obviously I think the team and Leaf fans everywhere are excited that he's going to return tonight.
Yeah, and he'll be going tonight, right? I mean, maybe he's a step behind just given the fact he's been out of the lineup for the past number of weeks, and that's a tough injury to bounce back from, right, and be at top speed. But, you know, the motivation's certainly going to be there. But, you know, he's one man, and he can be a driver, as Babcock used to describe him. And I expect that he'll play that way tonight against the Avs, but you know, it's got to be about a lot more than just Mitch Marner. I mean, the game we watched last night, man, that had a pretty big aroma to it, didn't it? In all aspects. And, you know, I like some of what I heard coming out of that game. You know, Freddie Anderson saying, look, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter if I give up a handful of goals. You know, we need to collectively play better. It's more about the team. I didn't love what I heard from Austin Matthews. You know, talking about, you know, they quit after the empty netter. Come on. I mean, the game was in hand, essentially, at that point. And he was responsible primarily for at least two goals. So what's his game going to look like tonight? You know, it needs to be a lot better in both sides of the game.
Yeah, well,
as far as he goes, he's had a couple comments this year. Unacceptable. We got to look each other in the mirror. That can't happen. We can't quit on our number one goaltender. Yeah. If you're not going to follow it up, you can just go out there and blab whatever you want after any game, and it just really doesn't matter. It's just lip service.
Yeah, exactly. That's where my focus.
It's been four or five times this year.
Yeah. My focus is on him tonight, not so much Marner and Anderson. What does Matthews have tonight? Highest paid player, I think the most talented guy, but can he be dangerous every single shift? I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
No, I'm with you on that. And again, not to pile on this guy, because I think as a young player, he's learned pretty quickly not to give the media in Toronto more than you have to. But that's starting to turn on him a little bit. You know, now we learn that Freddie Anderson goes to Sheldon and says, look, I want back in the net. I want to be part of the fight. Well, that to me is pretty motivating. Right? You know, you've got this goaltender who just got lit up, and he's like, no, I'm taking the crease back because I'm in this thing with these guys. What I would have preferred to hear from Matthews postgame was, I'm not worried about Freddie. I'm not worried about anyone else's game. I was lousy tonight. I need to be better. And if I'm better, then that'll make the team better. And I didn't hear that.
The Habs got a win last night.
Yeah.
They needed that one.
Grinded it out.
And, like, they had a lot of greats in the building. Max Domi blows a wheel on the carpet.
Oh, that's tough.
He handled it so well.
I know. So well.
And he doubled down on Twitter today. That was great.
Yeah.
You know, they need some positivity. Our buddy Tony Marinaro has been losing his mind up there.
Yeah, hasn't been happy in Montreal.
Yeah.
And that's all you need is, you know, you get a couple wins in a row and people forget pretty quickly.
Yeah, and look, guys, I mean, even though they were in a horrendous stretch of winless and eight, you know, the sense that I was getting from the group there was that, you know, they were still competing. They were battling in games. You know, Philadelphia's playing well right now. They get a point out of that game. The Boston game essentially was a 1-1 hockey game. You know, a sketchy penalty call. And then the Bruins, I think it was Backus scores on the power play, and it ends up being a 3-1 game. But, you know, Montreal felt like for the most part they were playing well. But you take out two guys out of that lineup, Drouin and Paul Byron, and now Claude Julien can't use his depth. He can't go with four lines. And Drouin was such a big part of that power play. What all this exposes is the work that Marc Bergevin still has to get done here. You know, he desperately needs a power play quarterback, you know, a power play quarterback defenseman. And so that frees up Shea Weber to use that one-timer and blast it away. So that's one of the elements that they need. But anybody who was screaming for Claude Julien's neck and all of that stuff, that's not real, because you can see it in the way that the team is still playing. And maybe they kind of took some of the heat off with that win last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's been a wild NHL. We've talked about it multiple times today throughout the past couple of weeks.
Leafs were winless in, what, six?
Yep.
Montreal, eight. And aren't they tied for points?
They're tied
for
points. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like Minnesota. Tampa, we mentioned Minnesota.
Yeah, and Tampa has four games, I think, on the Leafs and are 1 point back.
Four games in hand with and they're 1 point behind them.
It's like this is going to be all season long, I believe, unless somebody just goes on a heater.
Yeah, and it's why we're not seeing an abundance of trades or meaningful trades, because, you know, normally at this time, and I don't have the history book in front of me to read how many were created last year, you know, by post U.S. Thanksgiving. I don't, but, you know, just again, the feedback you get from managers, they're talking, but they're growing weary of talking to each other because everybody's in the same boat. You know, you're battling each other. You're neck and neck in the standings. It's real difficult to make a trade that matters.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
but wouldn't you want to get ahead of it and be the team that makes a move and says, you know what, I want to make a move here?
Well, there are some teams, like Boston could make a move. Washington could make a move.
Montreal could make a move.
Right, well, but they're fighting, though, right? Like, Boston's yeah. in, and they're going to cruise, and they want to win a Stanley Cup and believe they can.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm most interested in the team that the Leafs are playing tonight. You know, when you talk about the Taylor Hall sweepstakes, if that's even fair, from a trade perspective, Colorado's got to be in that, don't they? I mean, he'd be an excellent fit there. They've got the cap space to do it, and they've got the wherewithal to consider signing him, you know, to the extension after the fact. The pill that's hard to swallow, though, is what is the ask going to be? What's the return? And that return is going to be adjusted if he extends with the team that he goes to. So you might be talking about an extra conditional first-round pick if he signs a contract. But I look at Colorado. I mean, Brad Treliving's pulse is probably coming down to just above normal, given everything that he's had to go through in Calgary. Sooner than later, he's going to put eyes on his roster and go, okay, I got to do something here, even though they seem to be playing a bit better of late. So maybe Taylor fits there. And Montreal, like, Berge has cap space again. You know, what's he got planned long term? The issue all those teams, though, is exactly what I said. They don't want to spend the young assets, you know, and take a gamble on a player that maybe, even though as good as Hall is, you know, are you comfortable with a 7-8 year extension?
That's what everybody says, though. They don't want to risk, but ultimately you don't do nothing. And I don't know, sometimes you got to play for the now, don't you, Darren?
Oh, buddy. And you know, Marc Bergevin isn't worried about his contract, his time in Montreal. I shouldn't even explain it this way, but he's not going to be around in 4 years from now if things don't get better in Montreal. I mean, he knows that. That's not breaking news. So if you feel like Taylor Hall is going to make you that much better, man, I think you got to swing for the fence, don't you?
I think it's also the draft pick. It's become much more complicated.
Yeah.
Where if there's going to be this level of parity, if half the league, if not more of it, isn't sure if they're getting in or missing.
Yeah.
Trading a future first-round pick
is
a huge gamble.
We saw it last year, and I know. Remember out west? Like, the Oilers were 4 points out of the playoff spot for the longest time, but they had five teams to climb.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, like, throwing in the towel, they're like, well, we still have McDavid, still have Draisaitl. I still think we're going to see that down the stretch here. It may be out east this time.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah,
the only time the first-round pick looks good is if you win the cup. You're like, wow, it's worth the gamble. Or get to a final.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's one thing to do it as you're right up against the trade deadline and you've got a better idea of who you are.
Right.
Like, Montreal can't trade a first-round pick right now. It could be seventh overall.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know,
that's
like,
fair. But you're right. The only difference is, too, is at some point, like O's saying, you got to take a gamble. You've got to dig in and go, okay, you know, our core, we've got young players, but we've got two veteran players in Price and Weber. You know, you've got to figure out how. And to me, I think it would come back to, what would be the asking price? What would that even look like for Taylor Hall right now?
Yeah, it'll be similar to what Vegas had to pay for Mark Stone. A different circumstance, but maybe similar to a package like the one San Jose put together for Erik Karlsson. Karlsson had a year left on his deal. So you're talking about a good young prospect.
Right.
You know, like I'm going to talk about Erik Brännström tonight. My sense is he could be a healthy scratch in Edmonton tonight. But I still think that Brännström is going to be potentially a star in the NHL. I mean, he's got that level of upside. So you would need a piece like that and then a first-round pick. And again, depending on if you're able to sign that player, there's got to be something conditional that's attached to it as well.
All right, buddy. We'll catch you on that panel tonight. Oilers Sens.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider.